This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Marshfield, Wisconsin. I'll tell you about that in just a couple minutes. What we're going to be talking about today is, did you know that your government today is arming agencies like the IRS, the DHS, VHA, the OIG, the SSA, the NPS. Here again, let me say that. Did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS, DHS, the VHA, OIG, SSA, and the NPS? You probably didn't know that. Simultaneously, they're also trying to disarm the American people through this administration, if you're paying attention. And regardless if you're paying attention or not, it's going to catch up to you. You know, Heinrich Himmler said, Germans who wish to use firearms should join the SS or the SA. He goes on, ordinary citizens do not need guns, as their having guns doesn't serve the state. Now, let me say that together. Let me put the two together. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS? Why would they be arming the IRS? Did you know that the government is arming agencies like the DHS, the VHA, the OIG, the SSA, and the NPS? And if I take it over to what Heinrich Himmler said, Germans who wish to use firearms should join the SS or the SA, because ordinary citizens don't need guns, as their having guns doesn't serve the state. Wait a second. The state doesn't dictate what happens in the United States of America. Let me remind you that we, the American people, one nation under God, receive our rights from our Creator. Read Exodus 18:21. As we receive our rights from our Creator, we entrust, we delegate authority to those that are going to serve we, the people. That's why I continuously reiterate the point in making reference to the Declaration of Independence, that those that work for us, friends, they are our employees. We are the employer. They have been entrusted by us, not the other way around. That they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, we the people. If we can get that into our thick skulls, friends, I'll tell you what, we can set the record straight really quick. What we're seeing today is just the exact opposite. The American people working for the demigods. The American people working for the tyrants that are forging their chains little by little through the ignorance of the American people and by the ignorance of the American people. Which brings me to this. You know, it was David Herbert Lawrence that said, men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Their children brought up easy, let it slip away again, poor fools, David said. And their grandchildren are once more slaves. What's happening, friends? We're seeing history repeat itself today in America because Americans don't want to take time to study the past. And it's interesting to take note, friends, how much our forefathers emphasized the fact that we need to study the past. Because if we study the past, we can see exactly what's going to come down the line in the future. You know, the Lord said in Deuteronomy, read chapter 4, and I'm highlighting in verse 6 here, is the fact that it's our wisdom to keep his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes. And it's also interesting to note that he said, when you do so, it brings about longevity concerning your lives on this earth. And not just for ours, because if you read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, you'll clearly see that much of what our forefathers established through we the people and to we the people, and in the present, their posterity, was for their posterity, which we in the present just happen to be their posterity in which they were writing it for, that we might have longevity. And now here we are, 242 years later, friends. And the mess that we're in today, because we have left off the very God that our forefathers acknowledged and appealed to over and over and over again as they raised the flags, no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. Now, with that said, friends, that was teeing it up for what we're going to be talking about during the second and the third segments on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you would like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's going to be no phone calls today because we are in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Bradley, what are you doing in Marshfield? Well, the 2019 Ministry Expo and Conference is here starting tomorrow. If you'd like to check that out, friends, well, you're going to have to drive out to Marshfield because on Friday, March 8th and Saturday, March 9th, the Wisconsin Christian News will be hosting the 2019 Ministry Expo that we're a part of, and we've been invited to be a part of it, and we're happy to be here. Again, this is in Marshfield, Wisconsin, starting tomorrow, March 8th, and Saturday, March 9th. If you'd like to get more information, please go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com and pull up the 2019 Ministry Expo and Conference, which is here starting tomorrow. With that said, we just got back from Michigan. We did an event there, an invite only, with the leadership in Wyoming, Michigan. And it was interesting to know some of the people that came. We had our friend Pat Kolbeck, who ran for the gubernatorial candidacy for the state of Michigan. And he took the time to drive halfway across the state to come over and meet up with us. And what a great guy, friends. We have a new friend in Pat Kolbeck, let me tell you. And it's not lip service in any sense of the word. But as of right now, friends, we've driven probably about 1,100 miles in the last 3 days doing what we do for the purpose that we have hope in the Christ that promised to give us the promises that he had made. And we are, like our forefathers, appealing to heaven and seeking his face and doing all that we can do and leaving the results up to him, because we understand that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. That's why we are in the fight. As we drive across the United States of America, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, we went through Chicago, friends, Illinois just yesterday. Friends, we have a beautiful, beautiful country. And the fact of the matter is it's not going to preserve itself. We're going to stand up together and unite ourselves under the God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Read your state preamble, every state of the United States of America. You'll again understand who I'm appealing to. But with that said, friends, when we unite ourselves, 1 Corinthians 1:10, as to Christ, that's what unifies us. That's what exposes the enemies within and without. And it's for the American people to keep the commandments given by the one that they declare that they love. Keep in mind, 78% of those that serve we the people in government say that, guess what, they're Christians. And 86% of those in this country declare that they are Christians. If that's the case, let's stand up. Unite.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Marshfield, Wisconsin. We're going to be doing a ministry expo tomorrow, starting at about 6:30, I believe, in Marshfield, Wisconsin, on Friday, March 8th, as well as Saturday, March 9th. I'll be preaching both days. As a matter of fact, I'll be breaking it open tomorrow. If you're in the area or in the five-state area, do take the time and come out and check us out again in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Okay, Marshfield, Wisconsin. If you'd like more details, go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and look up the 2019 Ministry Expose. With that said, friends, again, covering much in the hour that we've been allotted here, well, the government today is busy attempting to disarm the Americans that they work for, as I highlighted during the intro, the first segment, through their continuous propaganda efforts. Friends, they are on the back end in covertly expanding their agency's arsenals. You heard me right. And what we're talking about here, friends, is did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS, DHS, VHA, the OIG, SSA, and the NTS? Probably not. And Heinrich Himmler said, Germans who wish to use firearms should join the SS or the SA, the government. He goes on, because ordinary citizens don't need guns, as they're having guns doesn't serve the state. Well, let me tell you something, friends. Constitutionally, the state serves we the people, as we are submitted to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, period. That's the proper understanding of common law in America. But again, what I'm talking about here, friends, is the fact that, well, the government is busy attempting to disarm the Americans that they work for. Again, through their continuous propaganda efforts, they're on the back end in covertly, undercover, expanding their agencies. The good news is, friends, is there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2. There's the mercy of God, again, exposing the criminals for who they are and what it is that they're doing. And then the Lord looks to the church to keep the commandments, to enforce his law, to establish judgment so we can have peace, knowing righteousness within the gate, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Now, friends, these type of actions that I'm highlighting right now have been leveled against the American people since September 11, 2001, in a major way, in which many of these same agencies were created that were sold to the American people as, remember, precautionary and as security measures, only to find now that 18 years later that these same agencies have been found warring and stripping away the rights of the American people that the government has promised to secure. I'm saying these things slow on purpose, friends. It's the purpose of government to ensure our rights, not to strip away our rights, okay? The purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, not to advocate, to teach men how to transgress through sin, 1 John 3:4. It's the purpose of government to maintain order, not to create it by force through totalitarian methods. And how do you do that? Well, it's the government's purpose to make reference to God's moral law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. But are you seeing any of this today? Nope. Matter of fact, just case in point, in a little bunny trail, this is why you're seeing vigilante revenge across the country. Because government in this country is losing credibility because they're not enforcing the law that they swore to uphold. Friends, if this is not a cause of alarm to the American people that these agencies are building arsenals, I don't know what is. I don't know what is in any sense of the word or what it is that you need to be told to wake you up. But this is, again, why I'm here in the first place, putting the trumpet to my mouth, blasting it out once again, promulgating the message, warning the people, and this is the message in this ministry is one that you either reject to your own condemnation or you receive it to your salvation. It's one of the two. There is no in-betweenites, period. Mint Press News' Whitney Webb reported in an article, non-military federal agencies under Donald Trump expand already enormous arsenals. As a matter of fact, thank you to Tim Brown, senior editor of the Sons of Liberty Media, .com for taking the show over the last couple days and having many guests on the program to bring it to you directly from them that are in the culture war, uncovering those that are responsible for the corruption that you declare that you're sick and tired of them. One of them just happened to be Matt Agarest. And he had said to the people concerning gun control and the rights that God has given you, and how people need to awake to the fact that this is happening under Donald Trump. And again, now we have Whitney Webb saying the exact same thing. Non-military federal agencies under Donald Trump expand already enormous arsenals. Why would they be creating arsenals? Why would the IRS be creating an arsenal? Why would the DHS be creating an arsenal? I mean, why would they? These are all acronyms, of course, and I'll highlight those in a minute. But why would the VHA or the OIG or the SSA or the NPS be creating arsenals? I didn't know that that was their place or their purpose. And again, if we go back to lay the axe to the root of the tree, how many of these agencies have been created to work against the very people of the country? The massive purchases of ammo and weapons by non-military federal agencies like the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, and the Social Security Administration, that first began under the Obama administration, has continued unabated under the Trump administration while receiving less media coverage. Oh, my goodness. How many times have we been over this, America? The media doesn't want you to know about it. They just don't say anything. But if they want you to know about it, friends, they blast it through the airwaves. Rather be it Hollywood, rather be it the mainstream media, or their outlets, their propaganda outlets, to the papers locally and statewide throughout the United States of America? According to a report released last December by the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, and recently highlighted by Forbes, the massive purchase of ammunition, weapons, and other military-grade items by ostensibly civil governments and their agencies have continued up through fiscal year 2017. And the latest year for which data is available. The report also found that many agencies had misreported the amount and size of their ammo and weapons purchased to the GAO by a significant degree. Why? Why? Why is there no accountability for them, friends, concerning them that are to be accountable to we the people? Are the American people too busy to take the time and hold their employees accountable concerning the jobs that they've been entrusted to serve in? Apparently so. In one case, the GAO found that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, had actually spent 8 times more on weapons and ammo than it had disclosed to their office. What are they doing with that excess, friends? And I'm purposely laying the question to your candor. The budgets that had been proposed for the fiscal year 2017, which ended on September 30th, 2017, had originally been drafted under the Obama administration, but were amended by the Trump administration and then Republican-led Congress, as if that matters, beginning in late January 2017, following President Donald Trump's inauguration. Listen carefully, the Trump administration chose to leave the massive purchases of ammo and weapons by non-military agencies as they were, despite the controversy they had caused among many Trump supporters and other groups, which such purchases were made under the Obama administration. Friends, how many times have I shared with you that the agenda is going on regardless? Why? Because God's judgments are going forward regardless. They're raining down on the American people that refuse to repent. And the fact of the matter is the Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. And if he hasn't gotten it by now, friends, I don't know that there's anything anybody can do for you. You have the law and the prophets, said Father Abraham to the man in hell. And if they don't want to listen to Moses and the prophets, guess what? The law and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. America, America, you're too young to die. America, America, you've been warned 1,000 times from this ministry alone concerning the things that are happening. You can go ahead and ignore them all that you want, because what's happening is you're pushing yourself to the end of the cliff, only to face your judge to answer as to why you ignored his warnings to your own demise. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization. The suit claims the Trump company failed to pay his attorney and legal fees and costs in connection with various matters while he was still employed there. He's seeking right around $2 million. The House will vote on a resolution condemning hate speech this afternoon. It started out as a proposed resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded amid disagreements among Democrats. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky is, for one, confused by the language.
I spoke yesterday about the evil of anti-Semitism and the recent disturbing invocation of anti-Semitic stereotypes by a member of the House Democratic Conference. I took for granted, as a result, House Democrats would at least make good on their plan to symbolically condemn anti-Semitism.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Marshfield, Wisconsin. Today, just got back from Michigan. Yesterday, we've driven 1,100 miles, and now we're broadcasting live from Marshfield because we got a 2019 ministry expose tomorrow in Marshfield, not only just tomorrow, but also Friday as well. Tomorrow, it starts at 6:30. If you'd like more details, go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. The 2019 Ministry Expo and Conference is coming. We were invited. So, again, we responded to be a part of the answer rather than being a part of the problem. In other words, complaining about what we tolerate. Well, friends, we are not tolerating the crimes of those that feel that they're going to go ahead and play the demigods. They are not above it, and we're going to hold them accountable one way or another. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we're talking about, did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS, the DHS, the VHA, the OIGs, these are all acronyms, SSA, and the NPS. And I highlighted the fact that Heinrich Himmler said Germans who wish to use firearms should join the SS or the SA. He said ordinary citizens don't need guns, as their having guns doesn't serve the state. They have their roles completely backwards. As a matter of fact, if you go back to the Nuremberg trials, May of 1945, the first thing that Mr. The Buck Stops Here, President Harry Truman, he said that the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken. And it's interesting to note how many of them criminals that did the biddings of a tyrant by the name of Adolf Hitler that thought they were going to just sit back and repose and declare that they were just doing their job. They were not doing their job. They were breaking their oath. They were not serving the people. They were serving a tyrant, and again, that to their own demise. And it's exactly what we're seeing being played out here concerning the topic in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, the IRS spent $600,000 on ammunition but refused to disclose, release this information to you, friends. to the GAO its intended purpose and told the GAO that it could not provide data on firearms purchases. Can you imagine that? The IRS sends you a letter and you just say, listen, I don't have the data to provide to you that you're requesting. Can you imagine the how that would be played out? You'd probably be arrested. You'd be pulled into court first. But the fact of the matter, again, is those unlawful and unconstitutional, friends, agencies, like, by the way, case in point, the IRS, they're sitting there saying that they don't have to disclose that information to the people. That's what they're saying. And by the way, that's exactly what they're doing. The IRS has stated in the past that such purchases are used investigating potential criminal violations of the Internal Revenue Code. Interesting. Its current inventory is estimated to include 4,461 firearms, including submachine guns. Keep in mind, this is while this is happening at the same time the government is attempting to disarm you. But this is the arsenal the IRS has. Over 5 million rounds of ammunition. Okay, now going over to the VHA, the Veterans Health Administration of the Department of Veterans Affairs purchased around 600 firearms and nearly 20,000 rounds of ammunition, along with riot gear and camouflage uniforms. Whoa, I didn't know that that was their purpose. It isn't. The FHA has claimed that these purchases are for enforcing federal law, listen carefully, at the VA medical facilities and some national cemetery and benefits locations. Submachine guns? Really? 20,000 rounds of ammunition? Hey, friends, are you going to play stupid to what's going on here? Because that's what they expect you to be. The Office of the Inspector General, the OIG, of the Social Security Administration, the SSA, purchased around 300 firearms and 250,000 rounds of ammunition. The SSA's OIG has stated that it uses these items for investigations into wrongdoings by applicants, by beneficiaries, by contractors and third parties and employees. Hey, friends, they needed to purchase 300 firearms and 250,000 rounds of ammunition just in case there's wrongdoing by applicants, beneficiaries, contractors, and or third-party employees. Now, again, are you going to play the fools to these people? The National Park Service, the NPS is the acronym, of the United States Department of the Interior purchased nearly 2 million rounds. Approximately 1,500 firearms, silencers, riot shields and batons, camouflage, uniforms, and pyrotechnics and specialized munitions. Wow, this is pretty interesting stuff. The state proposed of these items that it's to protect the safety and health of all of the NPS visitors, partners, and staff, as well as our natural and culture resources. Hey, friends, the National Park Service needs 1,500 firearms, silencers, riot shields and batons, camouflage to protect NPS visitors, partners, and staff, as well as our natural and cultural resources, said they. Hey, friends, though those numbers certainly seem large, maybe even astoundingly so on their own, they're a part of years of long effort that began during the Obama administration that has seen many non-military federal agencies arm themselves to the teeth. So again, well, the current administration is attempting to disarm you through 55 new unconstitutional legislative acts imposed upon you illegally by 26 governors in the United States of America, banning bump stocks, creating red flag laws, creating literally out of thin air reasons as to why you don't have a right to bear arms, They move forward to disarm you as they continuously create large arsenals. That's what's happening in the United States of America. By the way, read Luke 11, 21 and 22 when you get a moment. Non-military federal agencies spent $1.5 billion on ammunition, the GAO reports, from 2010 to fiscal year 2017. Non-military federal agencies spent $1.5 billion on ammunition. $1.5 billion on weapons and military-grade tactical gear. And as an example, during the time frame, the VA bought 11 million rounds of ammunition, roughly equivalent to 2,800 rounds for each of its 3,957 officers. Wow. And similarly, the Department of Health and Human Services has purchased 4 million rounds over the past 8 years and acquired 1 million rounds for use by its 461 special agents. The HHS has called its arms purchase imperative. They had to do it. It must. We've got to do this. And in addition, the SSA bought 800,000 rounds for their 270 special agents during this period, amounting to nearly 3,000 rounds per agent. Even the U.S. Postal Service acquired significant amounts of weapons and ammunition. Can someone explain all of this, friends, outside of what's going on? I mean, friends, we have literally going on in the United States of America, Muslims being taken out from the Middle East, being planted into the United States of America, on the allurements illegally by your said representatives, moving people out of those locations, those housing districts, moving out the blacks and the whites and the Indians in the United States of America, making room for Syrians out of the Middle East. Even giving them, well, 93% of the Muslims that have come into the United States of America are on cash welfare. And to highlight even what I'm highlighting even now, friends, to take it another step, piggybacking off of my last step, did you see this on the Sons of Liberty Media.com? There's a video showing in Minneapolis, it's the largest ISIS recruitment in the United States of America. And by the way, people are asking, where are all those federal agencies that have been created since September 11th? I'll tell you where they're at. They're aiming at you, is what they're doing. They're coming after the American people, attempting to strip away their rights. They're creating large arsenals. And going back to what I was just talking about, friends, on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, we have a video showing in Minneapolis, Muslims believe Sharia law is better than American law. I'm curious to know at the end of the day, what are those arsenals being created for? Who's going to use those arsenals? Well, let me ask you something. Who's attempting to create civil war over the last two decades in the United States of America? Blatantly. Outside of the CIA-controlled media. Nobody. Friends, you call it a fear tactic all you want, but I would ask you a question with your accusation. Why would your government arm agencies like the IRS, the DHS, the VHA, the OIG, the SSA, and the NPS? Well, friends, if you go back and you look at the Declaration of Independence, and you look at the usurpations and the violations of the king from across the pond over 242 years ago, what did he do? He hired mercenaries to do his killing for him, didn't he? You can read the Declaration of Independence. And it's also interesting to note, if anybody is paying attention to the history that's being repeated today in America, that it was also the Muslims that was used and were used under Adolf Hitler and the alliance that they made to do his killing for him. What's happening in Germany right now, America? Wasn't it the Prime Minister, Janet Merkel, that lunatic criminal that smacked her own flag and said that Germany belongs to the Muslims? The UK is gone. They're working on
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Marshfield, Wisconsin. We got an event coming up tomorrow, the 2019 Ministry Expo. Zay, it starts at 6:30. It's on the 8th and the 9th, so it's Friday and Saturday, all night and all day on Saturday. Do check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. With that said, friends, I'm talking about, did you know that your government is arming agencies? And I'm highlighting line upon line, precept upon precept concerning the agencies that have been armed against who and why are they being armed in such a fashion? Why are they creating such a large arsenal? I want you to understand something, and because I know that there's always some spiritual reprobate, someone that's been given over to sin, that thinks for some reason or another he has eyes to see and ears to hear outside of the Word of God. That's a heretic. I know that there's people that are saying, well, that sounds conspiratorial. No, I'm giving you the facts once again. And if you want to call the Word of God conspiratorial, friends, you say that to your own demise. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. There's too many people that completely beat up against the truth. They're fools for their pains to see it repeat itself again. And we're seeing too many similarities from even under Adolf Hitler's reign to what's happening in the United States of America. By the way, verbatim, it's cookie cutter from what Adolf Hitler said and did during his reign of terror. Concerning this Third Reich, attempting to establish a new world order. For those that did not know, Prescott Bush was illegally financing Hitler's war. He was indicted in 1942. Go online and check it out. His son became the president of the United States of America, calling for a new world order over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit, George Bush Sr., who's now in hell where he belongs. And then his son comes about during September 11th, and we have September 11th, 2001, where the two towers fall. If you know anything about history, friends, it's exactly how it was played out under Adolf Hitler's reign. Exactly. History teaches us that he attacked his own Reichstag, and then he created all of these agencies as he began to tear away at the German Constitution to establish a new one, aggrandizing power unto himself by eradicating the German Constitution. It's exactly what's happening today through the Unpatriot Act. It should be called the Act of Tyranny. Going fast forward in just one topic and highlighting agencies that are arming themselves, also keep in mind that Adolf Hitler, friends, used the Muslims as his mercenaries to do his killing for him. It's exactly what we're seeing happen in Germany today. I said during the last segment that it's Janet Merkel, friends, that devil who's not in disguise, who slapped the German flag and said that Germany belongs to the Muslims. We just seen yesterday, friends, that Rashida Tlaib, as well as Ilhan Omar, are doing fundraisers for a terror tide group called CARE. Did you know that she said, we've always said the Muslims are coming to the United States? She said, I think we're here. Also on the front page of the Sons of Liberty Media.com, we have somebody that I never met a day in my life. Eric Rush is comparing what's happening in America to the Third Reich redo. And this guy's scholarly, friends. He said, don't say that we weren't warned. We are seeing it play out verbatim. It is judgment to a T, scripturally. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. I can't do any more than what I know, friends. And if you act as if you know more than the word of God, you do it to your own demise. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. I want you to listen carefully, bringing this forth to a consummation, because I want to do something special for you before we're done with today's show. Though the initial mass purchases of ammo and weapons by the U.S. federal agencies received considerable media attention and provided fodder for numerous conspiracy theories, and who's telling you it's conspiracy theories more than the mainstream media, friends? Nobody, because they're giving cover for those that are committing the act of conspiracy. The fact that those purchases have continued under Donald Trump has received surprisingly less attention. Nope, because they got their man. The head of the Masons said that when the people need a hero, they will deliver him up, and it's exactly what they gave the people. One that will kiss them and sell them out for 30 pieces of silver. It's exactly what's happening under the Trump administration. And I don't care if that hurts your feelings. I don't care if that steps on your toes. The fact of the matter is I love you more to tell you the truth than to kiss you with a lie. Luke 22, verse 48. Now, this may be because past concerns over such purchases during the Obama era were often raised along partisan lines, with conservatives being the most vocal critics. And he said, this may seem odd given to the gun control stances of Obama and his supporters. Many of those who had criticized the Obama administration for these shocking purchases, a large number of whom are now Trump supporters. Mayhaps, and perhaps be uninclined to levy similar criticism against a president that they now support. What does that equal? That defines, and it equals out to be a whole lot of hypocrites in this country, because Barack Hussein Obama was criticized for the very things that the people are giving to Donald Trump concerning a green light to go ahead and do what they want to do concerning his new administration. The American people have fallen asleep, and the Bible says that when the enemy sleeps, that's when the enemy, when the people sleep, the enemy sows seeds. And it's exactly what he's doing today, namely tares. You know, one might ask themselves, what has been the history of the state when it comes to this sort of activity? Considering that this is the government outside of their delegated authority, once again, that just passed a bill calling for the murder of the innocent up to birth, and you still are trying to figure out what these people are up to? Your government now just sanctioned illegally against God and man, and they just passed a bill saying that it's okay to murder a baby up until birth, and you still don't get the picture as to what's going on here, America? You still go to sleep every night trusting this administration, knowing all the well what's going on and what's being played out against your God-given rights? I want to tell you this. Your rights have never been forfeited, friends. They're never forfeited. I'm sorry. Your rights have never been taken away from you. Forgive me. They've never been taken away from you. They're forfeited. You've given them up. Because there's no excuse as to why the things that are taking place in this country are taking place today. I want you to check out the article. Did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS, DHS, VHA, OIG, SSA, and the NPS? These are all acronyms. On sonsoflibertymedia.com. With that said, friends, I got something I want to share with you really quick. It's a poem by William Frizzell. He was an older gentleman in Michigan who started to read me a poem, and I said I would read it off to the people across the country, and he called it Heroes. He said, "Here's to all of our heroes who didn't die in vain, and many of our heroes, we never heard their name. They never have received their 15 minutes of fame, but on tombstones around the world, you find our heroes' names. Many of our heroes have received the Purple Heart. They were wounded bad in battle, yet feel they only did their part. They came home from many of the wars. Their battle scars run deep. But our nation is still free, and this is what we want to keep. Many of our heroes still lost in foreign lands, searching for the MIAs. We still extend our open hands, hoping that the day will come when we say to them, welcome home our heroes, welcome back to your homeland. Many of our heroes never went to war, yet they battle fires, battle them by the score, risked their life to save some child caught among the flames, never given any thought of who might be to blame. Some of our heroes keep the peace as they drive along our streets, knowing that at any time their maker they might meet, yet they keep on trying to make this a better place, never to be discouraged, just hoping to keep pace. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, firefighters, and police, they are the heroes among us, and their service we appreciate. We thank you one, we thank you all, we hope we are not too late. Brought to you truly and to yours truly by William A. Frizzell. Friends, I want you to know we have some good people in government and we need to make the distinction. And we judge them by their fruits. I wanted to highlight the fact that we have some sheriffs now making public stands that they are not going to enforce gun bans. And the American people need to stand along with them and fight the good fight of faith and trust God to bring the results that he brought to our forefathers, because we can do.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.